Do you own a business? What do your customers hear when they call? Every business is unique, and Advanced Productions can help you create custom voicemail greetings or an on-hold production.
Call us today at 888-899-8511.
For over 40 years, we've been providing affordable audio and video services to businesses around the world.
Let us create a custom holiday on-hold message for your business for less than $200.
Call us today at 888-899-8511
or visit onholdaudio.net.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. If you're not already watching us on video, we remind you to visit us at intotomorrow.com and check out this particular interview because we are catching up with a recent guest who joined us in our studio in Miami and talking about really the backbone of America, and that is small business and especially small 12-volt businesses that take such good care of our cars and trucks and motorcycles and boats and all sorts of things. This time, this week, with this interview, we're coming to you from a very cool small business that does a great job with a whole lot of electronics for your vehicles and then some in Pembroke Pines, Florida. It's called Cartronics, and we're delighted to be joined once again by the owner of Cartronics, who I think has the best name for any retailer, although it's spelled differently, but trust me, I love it. Less tax for retail. Les, welcome back into Tomorrow.
Hello,
how are
Dave.
You?
I'm great. How are you today?
Glad to have you with us as well. I'm glad to have us here in one of your locations because it's always better to touch and feel and see the things that your customers experience.
Yes.
And we had so many good questions and great feedback from the last time you were on the show about, I didn't know that, or oh my gosh, that was awesome, or I didn't know I could do that with my vehicle, that we thought it's time to do kind of a recap and talk about some additional things.
Okay.
And of course, I guess the main thing from the 12-volt industry has always been, from the get-go, car radios.
Right. Well, of course, that's the foundation of the business originally, and it's expanded throughout the years, and it's morphed through the years with all the new technologies that come out. And, you know, the consumer becomes aware of it, whether it's from the newer cars or things that they've heard or seen on the internet, and they want to know, can I do that in my car too?
Yeah.
That they don't, maybe they don't have it yet,
yeah.
Or they want to make it better that they already have it.
And it's no mistake that we're standing right next to a Porsche that you're doing even more work on. In fact, one of our staff, as we walked in, says, well, what does a Porsche not have that Les and his team want to put in? I said, anything and everything, because they can afford to do it, number one. But number two, it's like, no, of course I want more goodies. I want more electronics.
Yeah, right, absolutely. In fact, you know, every new car could have, you would think, everything, but not all of them do.
Yeah,
and there's always something that they want that the manufacturer simply just doesn't offer. In this case, this guy purchased this vehicle for a family member, and they're shipping it out of the state. But before it goes, they put a radar detector in. So they got a K40 full-blown front and rear radar, laser detection, laser diffusion radar detector installed.
Wow. So apparently this member of the family has gotten speeding tickets, and they want to help that not be a problem.
I wouldn't know, but maybe just want to avoid that from happening.
That's true. It's true, we're assuming. But that's a good example about how it may have everything, according to a dealer that you're buying a new car from.
Right.
But there's still something else you can easily add. Right?
That's correct. Always something else.
Yeah. Right. And let's talk then about car audio specifically. We're in front of a really cool Alpine display here. And you are a flagship retail specialist. Ooh. I know that means something because it means that you sell a lot of this type of equipment in addition to others that are very commonly known.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it does mean something because it's only the long-standing dealers that would acquire that accolade. You know, you have to establish a lot of, you know, good customer feedback.
Sure.
You know, obviously be representing the brand and the product very well, have a lot of knowledge about the product. So it goes through all of those details. Actually, the flagship concept from Alpine is drifting away. They're going to be creating a newer concept for their premium dealers, and that's going to be coming probably this year or next year. But we don't know yet exactly.
Very cool.
Right.
So I'm reminded then, you probably get a lot of customers that come in and they say, I've got a new car, but the sound isn't quite what I'm hoping for. I need a tweeter, or I need a subwoofer. And you go, why do you think you need that, right? Yeah, it's got to be your first question. It's like, we're not going to just put it in. What are you looking for?
Well, so, you know, very true. You would think that the cars have the best sound they can possibly have now by this point in the game, but and they try. The manufacturers offer basic models, step-up audio, premium audio, and even higher in some cases. Mm-hmm. And there's always the customer that says, it's fine, but it doesn't sound good enough for me.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for. So they do come in with this self-diagnosis. You know, I already know I need this, or I already know I need that. Very similar to going to the doctor and telling them I already know what the problem is, just write the prescription.
Yeah.
But the doctor needs to know more about what's going on. That's what I am. In that case, the doctor.
Gotcha.
So we kind of get a feel for what is their happy spot, what do they like about their system, what they don't like. Usually we'll walk out to the car, sit inside, listen to it. I always tell the customer, pretend I'm not here. Turn on your stereo and use it the way you would by yourself in the room.
Yeah. With your favorite music or radio station or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Your settings, your favorite music, the volume that you would typically listen to. And now we can get a better feel of what's really missing and how we can give you advice on how to improve on that. Mm-hmm. And so they think they need a tweeter or they think they need a subwoofer, and they may be right in some cases, but usually there's more to it than that. So, you know, these companies, Alpine, for example, and many other brands that we carry, they have always had better sounding components from the get-go, and they also have solutions to fixing what's kind of inadequate about the way the car sounds from the factory, or even for a lot of customers, the older systems. It just got old, wore out, you know, needed to be modernized.
Yeah. Things happen, and the fact is that you do that digging for people, because otherwise, if you go to a big box store, for example, somebody says, I want a tweeter or
they
I want a subwoofer, they just sell them. There you go, have fun.
Yeah.
And they're still not happy, most likely.
Oh, most always.
Yeah, most always.
In fact, that's really disappointing, because they think the brand let them down, and really it was the salesman or the application that let them down more.
Well, and that's why, as you know, we have talked with our audience for most of our 27 years on the air, that it's all about small businesses like yourselves that specialize in this. Yeah. You know, don't go to a store where the guy was suddenly a refrigerator expert two minutes ago, and now he's a vehicle audio expert.
Right.
No. Go to your local 12-volt dealers to get that family feel, if you will. Right. And you can go back to them when you have issues, and you're going to resolve whatever their issues are.
Our goal is always to make the customer happy.
Sure.
You know, the money's great, but the real goal is, you know, the perpetuation of the brand Cartronics and the realization that everyone loves. This is the place to come to, because we're going to make sure that you're happy, whatever it takes.
Sure.
And we're going to try to do that the first time. Almost always get it done right the first time. But if something isn't quite, you know, what you anticipate or expected, no problem. Bring it in. Let's sit down and figure out what it's going to take to make you happy.
And while there may or may not be a Cartronics specifically nearby you, the point is there are thousands of businesses like yours.
That's right.
All around the country.
There's a lot of great guys out there.
And don't hesitate to visit one of those
with any
issue you have for your vehicles.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you go into a car stereo shop, you may want to know what exactly is your background. Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing this for? What kind of trainings have you had? What kind of certifications do you have? Are you an authorized dealer of the products you represent? Have you done this before? You know, how many times? The more you talk to somebody, the more you start to feel you don't have to be a specialist to know you're speaking to a specialist, unless they really kind of got you fooled.
But you don't want to be the guinea pig with your brand new car if you don't feel comfortable with someone.
That's right.
So again, go to a store like Les's and the type that he does all around the country and learn more about him. Speaking of learning more, a lot of folks are wanting displays. And if we step back behind me, we've got an even bigger display. Happens to also be an Alpine system.
Yeah.
But this seems to be the way to go. A lot of folks that say, I've got a brand new car and I love the radio and the sounds, but I want a better display.
That's right.
A bigger display. I want to see more.
That's right.
Then they come to folks like you and get something like this.
Absolutely. So, you know, cars will come with a variety of choices when you buy them off the parking lot. And the car dealerships don't always have every model available, especially during the past few years with the COVID restriction and product availability. So a lot of consumers had purchased vehicles that weren't quite the one they wanted, but it was enough to get by. And then after they've had it for a while, they realize, the screen is too small, or it doesn't have Apple CarPlay, or it doesn't do something that I thought it did, and I really would like to do something better. So we're looking at Alpine's 11-inch, what they call the Halo display. So
it's kind of a floating thing.
It's kind of a floating thing, right. Yeah. So traditionally, we would put radios into the dashes of cars that fit right into the dash. Mm. We have all of the replacement dash kits that cars would require and harnesses and connectors, make it all go in seamlessly, but fit right in and would be the traditional format.
Is that what's known as single or double
single
din?
Single or double din. Double okay. din would be the typical 7-inch lap maximum screen display.
Gotcha.
And that's still, I would say, most common. Mm-hmm. However, the OEMs, or the original equipment manufacturers, the new cars, are creating cars more and more and more with larger and larger and larger displays, and they're advertising that on TV, and the consumer sees that all these new cars have big screens, and Tesla was the big, you know, rollout with the Teslas of the big screens really grew a lot of attention, yeah. And then GM and Ford and Chevy and Chrysler and every other company and all the Japanese vehicles too are also making cars with larger screens. So when the customer comes into the store, they would say, is there a way to get a larger screen on my otherwise would have been a standard aperture space location. So these guys created radios with larger screens that still fit into the traditional dash fitting.
Gotcha.
Right? So we have the 11-inch, they have 10-inch, 9-inch, 8-inch, other than 7-inch.
And it's not uncommon then for folks who get a brand new car to come to a shop like yours and say, I want to replace the radio.
Not uncommon at all. We see it every day. You know, you would say you would figure mostly the older used cars, and that is very popular.
Oh, of course.
Because they wear out, they don't have the technology. But even brand new cars, 2022s, roll into the shop, they want to change the radios.
Upgrading, whether it's a brand new car or an older car, you can also get some additional features. It might be something like amplifiers. You got that power if that's what you're looking for, or just some additional detail technology that you're looking for.
Absolutely. So, you know, the amplifier is a great topic to talk about because a lot of customers think that amplifiers are just about power.
Yeah.
And for a certain crowd, that is exactly what it's for. Just power is all that matters.
Yeah.
But for other crowd, it may be for just better sound quality, more definition. You may not need to be a louder system, but you need some type of equipment that can reproduce the audio with more detail and finesse. We talk about the warmth of sound and the depth of sound, so better amplifiers and better processing of sound gives you that more of a quality live experience that you might want to get if you have a tuned ear for music, and there's a lot of people out there that do.
Sure. So don't think of an amplifier as just loudness.
Correct.
If it's a new one, especially with a lot of features, the quality really plays a much more important role.
Absolutely. So we'll take a factory car sound system that's brand new and perfectly well working and just improve it either to make it louder sometimes, mm-hmm. But often just to make it sound better. And we'll use better amplification, we'll use better speaker components, replace them in the location that they came from the factory in. Mm-hmm. All there are cars that we actually have to custom build in locations for speakers, but for most people, they want to keep the car looking original.
Sure.
And whatever we're doing, they want to be able to reverse it back if they sell the car or if it's a lease. And a lot of the things that we're doing is always with the plan that it can be undone and put back to original so they don't lose the value of the vehicle.
Now let's talk about those that want the subwoofer, and they know. They'll come into a store like yours and say, I want bass. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Well, and that may be the case then.
That's right.
In which case, you have to determine how much bass, how big a subwoofer, what kind of system goes in. You do a lot of customization. I'm looking across your showroom, and there's a lot of cabinets, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the woofer category is big, and big because the woofers are big, but not, they don't have to be. So the manufacturers have been very clever in creating smaller and smaller woofers and flatter woofers for more tighter enclosures, like under the seats of, back the seats, behind the seats of pickup trucks, for example, mm-hmm. Or for the client that says, I don't want to use up any more room in my car. They can't or they don't want to. So there's very compact woofers, and then there's the full-size woofers. So that's a very big category, and there are companies that have done a marvelous job in making better-sounding speakers that go in the boxes. These are woofers. And then they make better cabinets that make the woofer sound better. And then, of course, we come into building new enclosures to fit the car more precise, or we can find pre-made cabinets. We have some in the store. I guess you'll take some shots later that fit the vehicle specifically.
So a lot of 12-volt dealers like you all around the country will even custom make these enclosures, I'm assuming?
Yeah, custom make them if they're not available, absolutely.
Wow. And you don't have to take up the entire trunk of your car for a woofer. Some do, and maybe that's what they're looking for,
right.
But you don't have to do that.
You definitely don't have to, and for the guy who wants to, he'll come all the power to him.
Sure.
But for most people, just one or two good subs can make a massive change in the sound quality in their vehicle and not take up all the real estate in their vehicle as well.
Last time we had Les on the show, we talked a lot about Kicker. and their subwoofers, which then brings us now to the Marine display here in Lester's showroom, because Marine is certainly continues to be a growing category, I'm guessing, in 12 volt as well. And aside from the obvious difference of it's on the water versus on the road, there are things that work well for Marine electronics as well.
Absolutely. So aside from the fact that the Marine speakers and amplifiers and radios that they're developing now are developed well to resist the environment because they are exposed to more moisture and spray and in Florida, salt, which is a big problem for a lot of Marine products. Marine products also have to have different type of dispersion of sound. They have to be a little bit louder. They have to spread more because they're not inside a closed room. They're in the open boat, which is the open air. So the Marine engineering is always reinventing itself when it comes to just how good can it sound on a boat other than just loud.
Yeah.
So they have speakers that have, you know, obviously you can see these also light up, which is another conversation because people with boats love that, especially at night when they're coming back. The lights are on, the boats are blinking, and the colors match if they want to. But they also have products where their speakers are designed to spread the sound out a lot so that, you know, when you hang them, especially in the canopies of boats, it can be heard if they anchor out on a sandbar and they want to swim out, they want to hear the music. Stuff is heard from a distance as well.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting.
Very cool. And obviously everything is weatherproof in order for that, which also reminds me, we were talking before we were on the air here about weatherproof issues for motorcycles.
Ah, yes, that's right. So we love Kicker and we do a lot of Kicker product, and Kicker also has a motorcycle product line as well. And we also have Rockford Fosgate in that side of the corner of the store, which we show the Rockford Fosgate Harley-Davidson product line, which is some really cool stuff. They've made enclosures for woofers that fit into the Harley compartments that sit behind the rear, what they call the bags.
Nice.
And then they have amplifiers that are plug and play, and they have speakers that fit into the pods, all weatherized, all miniaturized, all developed for low battery power supply because motorcycles don't have a big battery like cars do, and they're super loud, super clear, and the guys on bikes just love that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you can probably still get the Harley sound that they want, but you're also getting the Harley audio sounds that you want.
The best of both worlds.
Yes. Right. Ah, very cool. And that's Rockford Fosgate does those.
Yeah, Rockford Fosgate does that. All the manufacturers are joining into that sector as well. We just have that. They have done some more development in the kits for the saddlebags and for the amp racks and things of that nature, not just generalization, but more specific for the bikes, Harley-Davidson in particular.
We're learning more and more why you need to visit your own 12-volt dealers in your hometown, anywhere across America, because they know what Les knows. They know how to take care of you rather than these big stores that'll just sell you whatever you think you need. So keep that in mind. One of the things we hear from our audience a lot is the ability to integrate their Android, for example, Android Auto or Apple CarPlay. A lot of folks are saying, if I can only get that in my car. Well, some newer cars have it. I'm fortunate in my MDX, I've got both. Woo-hoo. But the fact is, many cars don't. Well, you've got a solution for that too, do you not,
Les? Yeah, we do, absolutely, Dave. So, you know, the consumer is being driven into the shop quite a bit with this one big request. How do I get Apple CarPlay or Android Auto in my vehicle? And typically, we're going to go to changing the radio for a new radio that has that already built in, which all the manufacturers, they're targeting that particular market.
Sure.
But there are cars that you cannot change the radio. And that becomes an issue with how do I get Apple CarPlay in my vehicle without buying a new car? So my buddy Richard from RDV from Florida has brought a product out to the market that enables us to introduce Apple CarPlay and or Android Auto, whether wired or wirelessly, into the OEM factory system. They've done an amazing job with producing product that has very specific harnesses that literally just plug and play into the back of the radio screen and a brain. And once this is installed into the vehicle, the Apple CarPlay and the Android Auto operate as if the car came with it from the factory, working from the factory steering controls, working from the factory center console controls.
Whoa. So not only can you use the existing controls in your vehicle to control the stuff you would normally be used to, but it'll play nice with your phone now, right?
You know, it'll play nice with your phone, and it'll play Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. So that's really what the consumer wants. They want to get in their car and just drive off. They don't have to plug anything in. Their Apple or their Android will connect to the screen, and they'll be able to just tap one of their factory buttons and say, you know, play this song on Spotify, or where's the nearest McDonald's, or call Betty, or read my text messages, et cetera, which is what Apple CarPlay and Android Auto do for you.
Sure.
And so you want that, you know, that user-friendly, you know, factory-feeling experience, and that's what these products do. They allow us to do that with Lexus and Toyota and Ford and GM and Chrysler, the vehicles that don't come with the Apple CarPlay, and those vehicles that you can't change the radio in.
Well, you can now.
Yeah, we can.
And that's where you'd use something like, in this case, RDV.
RDV.
That makes the stuff. And it works nicely with your existing radio. You're not losing anything. You're gaining all the advantages.
Correct. Plug and play.
Lester, one of the other things we hear from a lot of folks these days are dash cams, certainly becoming more and more popular. We're seeing videos all over the place on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and so forth of accidents happening or just bizarre things going on because they had a dash cam and they could capture it. So you're getting a lot of requests, I'm assuming, for dash cams.
Getting a lot of requests for dash cams, and you know, the consumer once again becomes aware that the product is available on the market, and then more and more people come in asking for it. The topic is always about the quality of the dash cam. And a dash cam is a dash cam is a dash cam is not entirely true. So a lot of consumers don't know that there's a difference between a lesser quality and a, maybe a better quality dash cam. So we target the brands that we partner with for many years. There's Kenwood, there's Alpine, Blackview, which is another flagship brand of the marketplace.
Oh yeah.
These are products that have focused on just how well they do the job as a dash cam should. Because, you know, you may think that I just got to record the event, and if I need it for proof later on, I'll have it. But then you'll discover that if it's not recording very well, the time comes that you want to expand it onto maybe a larger screen, perhaps in a courtroom, and your dash cam recorded nicely on a small 3-inch screen, but when you put it on a 25 or 42-inch or 50-inch screen, it gets all pixelated.
Yeah.
So the ability for the dash cam to record with good depth of field, with good focus, with good pixelization is a key. How much memory that the dash cam can hold is a strong point. How well you can review, how user-friendly the product is always a concern, because the old conversation about, I don't know how to use my VCR, if you're old enough to remember those days. Now the dash cam is that category. It's like, I don't know, I got a dash cam in my car, I don't know how it works. How do you make it work? So the manufacturers that are focusing on the user's ability to use their dash cam because they made it user-friendly through their graphic user interfaces or their apps, et cetera. That's a big part of the conversation.
Sure. And cost does make a difference. Don't go cheap.
Don't go cheap. You don't have to buy the most expensive either.
Well, of course.
Right.
Yeah. But I can't tell you personally the trouble I've had with things like an Owl Cam or something that's supposed to work all the time and doesn't. And you again, get what you pay for. So go with something like these that your 12-volt dealer is backing up.
So your good 12-volt dealers want you to come in, purchase a product from them, have it installed, and you are satisfied with it.
Yeah.
The last thing we want is the customer to come back over and over and over complaining they don't like it, it doesn't work, how do we work it? This just takes up too much of the shop time. So if it's a good dealer, they're going to try to move a product toward your direction that they know there's confidence the product's going to give you good satisfaction, you're going to be using it regularly, and you don't have to come back complaining about it. So that's a good point, too.
Of course, we can't end a discussion about 12-volt without talking about car security, alarm systems, certainly a staple for many, many years in the industry, unless I'm assuming, again, that just because you got a new car that has a factory alarm, that's not necessarily the end all.
No, it's not. Well, you'd be surprised how many brand new cars come through our shop every day. With consumers, you know, concerned about getting their car stolen, even with the factory alarm in it. It's still a big, giant sector of what we do. It used to take a big size part of our wall to show the product. Now that has a big product shrunk down to a small corner, because these manufacturers have become much more clever in how they produce their technology to offer to the consumer. So Viper, for example, uses the hub called the DS4. DS stands for Digital Solutions, and their alarm technology now is mostly a la carte. So what you'll do is you'll come in, you'll look for an alarm system. Which one do you want? Well, I want one that has this feature, that feature, this feature, that feature. We pick the hub, we flash the software of your vehicle to the hub, we pair it with a mating harness for that vehicle specific, And we add the a la carte features that you might want to have your security system do. For example, I want it to have impact sensor. That's pretty common. If they break the window, I want the alarm to trigger. Mm-hmm. I want a tilt sensor if the vehicle's lifted up. So if the car is towed away, which is a very common way to steal a vehicle these days. I want it to work directly on my phone. That's the new heavy trend. Working from my phone means I can turn it on, turn it off, start the car, shut the car off from my phone, track the vehicle from my phone, GPS tracking. If my alarm system is triggered, it'll alert my phone instantaneously, and I say that within a couple of seconds, you're getting an alert. And this is the concern the consumer has because cars are being stolen out of their driveways in seconds, whether they're being towed away or literally driven away. Because the thieves still have very incredible ways of circumventing the factory system. But when it comes to an aftermarket system, their go-to methodology to steal the car isn't as straightforward. And now they have to deal with what we put in the vehicle as well.
Gotcha. There's more to talk about the next time we connect with Lester Tax from Cartronics in Pembroke Pines, Florida. Thank you again for putting up with us, but sharing with us some of the very cool stuff about the 12-volt industry.
And it's my pleasure, Dave. It's something that I love to do, and I'm real happy to share it with you and your listeners.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You've become a hero to a lot of folks and in the 12-volt business for getting the word out and reminding people to visit your neighborhood 12-volt dealers and let the small business, the backbone of America, as I've said before, help you with everything and anything you need for your vehicles and cars and trucks and motorcycles and boats and all sorts of cool stuff. Meantime, be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned. There's much more to come right here on the Advanced Media Network.